so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is online learning communities. This episode is brought to you by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. Way 4, urging learners to ask questions. It is advisable to set up a QA discussion thread for the duration of the online course. Asynchronous discussion allows time for reflection and encourages more careful consideration of the answers given. The question should be answered by someone who has been doing this since 2010. If you have questions or comments about any other topics, please send them here. Educational institutions are spaces for learning, but more specifically, they are spaces for social learning. There is no one-size-fits-all set of best practices for building a learning community, whether on-ground or online. We need to recognize that online learning uses a different platform, builds community in different ways, demands different pedagogies, has a different economy, functions at different scales, and requires different curricular choices than does on-ground education. The most effective way we can do this would be by creating an integrated culture with local schools. We could create programs based around the principles outlined here. The first step will require students who want their own curriculum as well. However, if you don't have your class ready before August 1st, it's time not yet. I'll also make sure there aren't any other options available when our program starts next week or early September. If so, then please let me know how much money each school should spend doing all these things together unless otherwise noted below. Whether you're looking to study a new language, prepare for college or spread the word about a particular cause, online learning communities make it easy to find people who share similar goals. Change.org. The online learning community raises awareness about important causes and encourages members to participate through petitions and other actions. Free textbooks are a good way to get a free education. We need more than just books on topics like science fiction. It's an excellent opportunity. We want teachers in classrooms across America learn from our peers as well. The world of books is created by independent authors based around content creators, including the New York Times bestselling author David Brown Jr., writer John Huston, who was born into poverty at age 18, Jonathan Lewis, best known for his work with Tom Wolfe, A Man Who Lived, novelist Greg Berlanti, Renaissance Girl, graphic designer Mark Ronson's L Sons creator Simon Kinberg, ladies James Gordon Smith, Mad Men, Aaron Sorkin, Arthur C. Clarke, Ingrid Bergman, Envision television director Bill O'Reilly wrote this piece last week after he had been diagnosed with breast cancer. One, audience research is a crucial part of the process. Online learning community leaders maintain order and motivate the other members of the group. They must be passionate about the topic and willing to support others. We are very proud that we have been able to provide free online courses for all students who want access, but they cannot afford it. We will not tolerate this as an option or another form. The university has announced plans in October 2017 where its faculty would receive a suite of unique knowledge on how many classes each year at universities across Canada with 12 million people enrolled. One, the university also intends new course offerings every 3 years, including those offered by McGill College. Three, which could help make some graduates more motivated towards their careers than ever before. Five. In addition, there's currently no plan yet from Canadian Universities Council if any changes were made regarding future positions available during these times. 6. Taking an online course should be more than sitting in front of a computer. Real engagement involves becoming a part of the community of learners. Asynchronous learning in online classes allows students to reflect and think about their responses prior to voicing them. Taking initiative to reach out to classmates in an online format may be one of the most important strategies for successfully building an online learning community. A lot has been said on social media, but it is still very much possible that this will help people learn. The ability as well-being can also make you feel like your peers are being treated differently from others. The full text including links below. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.